Many of us learned in elementary school how Native Americans saved pilgrims from starvation before they came together for the first Thanksgiving meal. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. That holiday is just past us, but we hear so little about the Native American community today, we often forget about them. One of our partners suggests that if the trials they currently face existed in any other community in the U.S., it would be considered a national crisis. So we'll take a look at the issue. And then we'll take a look at education as a catalyst for the gospel. So the United States just celebrated Thanksgiving, nearly four centuries after the first. For Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, it's a pertinent reminder that Native Americans have largely been forgotten by the church, despite the efforts and intentions of the first Christian Europeans to come to America.
400 years later, only 4% know Christ. This is a Great Commission disaster. And if there is one group of people for whom American Christians are responsible to represent Christ to, it would seem like it would be the people who were here first. It would be the first Americans, the Native Americans. If not us, who?
If you don't think that this is a critical mission field, listen to this.
Today, Native Americans are in a monumental battle to survive, and it's not even on our radar. And Exhibit A would be that here is one people group in the country whose suicide rate is at minimum three times, and depending on the part of the country, 10 times greater than the rest of the people in America.
Through the ministry On Eagle's Wings, RHM is empowering Native youths to reach their own people with the gospel. And in the past year, many changes in our world have shocked the globe. And David Shibley of Global Advance says that the mission field is no exception.
Many things astonishing in the world that are happening. Also, some serious issues for the gospel, the very repressive measures that Russia has taken against evangelicals, and this has been replicated in some other countries as well.
Yet the struggles many believers face provide opportunities, and as the world changes, so do the resources Christians can use to spread the love of Christ.
This year at Global Advance, we have given on-site training to over 42,000 frontline leaders in 32 nations of the world. These are in 92 training events that have occurred this year.
As long as we trust in God and His plan for the church, Shibley says astonishing things will continue to advance the gospel.
Until the nations are discipled, until everyone has had opportunity to hear the gospel in a culturally viable way, and until churches are planted among all of the ethnicities of the earth, the job is not done.
So if you want to find out more about the part you can play, we'll connect you through links at our website. And Ina Quiggle has lived in La Paz, Honduras for years, and caring for the poor in her community has just become a way of life.
God placed that in my heart to do something, you know, to do something about helping kids to get ahead in school.
With encouragement from family and friends, NICO, or Niños in Community, was created to help kids in first through third grades.
It was shocking for me to see that kids in third grade, they were at a preschool level. They didn't even know the ABCs, they didn't even know the numbers, they didn't even know how to write their names.
NICO provides tutoring and a meal twice a week. But there's more.
The main thing is for the kids to get the word of God, to learn some verses. That's the main thing that we have.
Orphan Outreach has been a ministry partner since 2015.
That was an answer to my prayers, because NICO is a place of refuge for those kids that don't have a place to do homework or somebody who can help them with homework and somebody who can give them a hug. I mean, they don't have those things at home. So NICO is that.
So she's asking for your prayers for her country. You can also serve with NICO through Orphan Outreach. All those details can be found at our website. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. Join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us on TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.